many people have been told that your child is dead? And because the people who have been told that they have lost their children at birth are uneducated, at least beyond the four walls of education, possibly do not know their rights, possibly do not know that even if your child is dead, you need to see that dead child. How many families have been told this? That a woman who labored for 9 solid months went to the hospital, gave birth, and the woman is told that the baby is dead. The woman never had the opportunity to see the baby. The next day the family comes, they pack their bag and baggage, they are going home. The simple question is, assuming that that family, they were not Muslims, and never demanded that they needed the body to bury, because as part of the religious obligation, when a person is dead and it is confirmed dead and the body is released, immediately you do what? You bury.
Yeah.
And I guess that exposed this. If they never demanded, because yes, the woman said, yes, I agree. Yes, you have told me my baby is dead, but I want the body for burial. This body could not be found. Do you know the number of parents who came there, who indeed went through what this woman went through, never demanded and just walked home?
That when we first this story, that is what actually moved me the most. We opened the phone lines randomly. I mean, it was not planned. We just opened the phone lines, and we had 3 people who also called to express similar sentiments and to actually admit that they still live with such doubts in their mind as to whether or not their children were there.
Wow.
They still live with that doubt. They believe somehow that their children are alive somewhere.
So the question is, where are the so-called women activists? I haven't heard a single one of them, not one of them, demand that the body of this innocent baby be found. Maybe, possibly, I haven't monitored the media, but I haven't heard a single one of them. Where are they? Where are our pastors? Where are the imams? Where are our so-called adherents of democratic and constitutional and transparent governance? Where are they? Where are they? Is it about NDC, NPP? Or is it about the moral turpitudeness of the Ghanaian society? That we each have a responsibility at any point in time. And in fact, even if that child was a child of the hardened criminal in Ghana, as long as we are talking about a human life, they ought to be interested and demanding that this body be found. I don't think that it would be wrong if anybody says that that child was not dead, because the story itself, is it an issue of indeed the cleaner actually collected it?
Yeah.
Have we heard from the cleaner? Have we been told his side of the story? Have we been told? I haven't heard. Only that we are told that the cleaner collected it.
And contradicted himself. So for which reason he is behind bars?
I get what I'm saying. For which reason? Why is it that the nurses at that time, who had the responsibility, who delivered that baby, why are they not behind bars? Are they being investigated? Only for the doctors to tell us. Because some people went there and misbehaved. So, you know, I condemned the misbehavior. I condemned the attitude of the young people who went there and did the unthinkable. I condemned it. But that doesn't still preclude the hospital authority from telling us where that baby is. And that is why I said, people should begin demanding.
What's the name of the one, Ken Atafua? He's a criminologist.
Why is he not speaking? He should be saying something.
He loves talking about
exactly about people's rights. No, I'm saying that these are things they should be talking about.
Right.
And I'm not being personal here. I have listened to him, and I have admired his courage in demanding that certain things ought to be done, in demanding that crime must not be allowed. I am simply asking a simple question. Where are these groups? So, Suhini, whether the doctors at Komfanochi Teaching Hospital embark on strike for million years because certain individuals, when they misconducted themselves, vandalized property, yes, it's justified for those people to be dealt with, but the whereabout of the baby must not be left to go, and we must demand. And that is why I ask the clergy, the civil society groups, the loud non-governmental organizations who seek, pretending to love the people of this country,
even political parties, okay, civil society groups, where are they? They should tell us. The women groups, you know, rise for women. A woman is raped here. We are not talking about the rape. We are talking about a colleague woman who indeed has carried pregnancy for 9 months, went to a hospital, gave birth to a baby, only to be told that that child was dead. That woman is demanding what any other woman would demand. That woman is demanding. Why are they not talking? Why are they not speaking? Why are they silent?